Summer has officially begun, and I'm back on a bus. This time it's a school bus. Waco ISD is using it to feed students on the free and reduced lunch program, even during the summer. Jill Sanders is a food service manager at Waco ISD. She supervises the Meals on the Bus program.
What we're doing is, this program is to reach the children who cannot make it to one of the either school sites or the community sites.
The program is managed by Waco ISD. Two special needs buses weave around town to up to 10 apartment complexes, parks, or churches in East, North, and South Waco, as well as in Robinson. They're searching for students on free or reduced lunches, trying to make sure they get nutritious meals during the summer. On today's menu is one ham sandwich with some fruit, vegetables, yogurt, and milk. Kids and family members eat the food either on the air-conditioned bus or at a table nearby. About seven people show up to eat on the bus at S.J. Guthrie Park.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
After some coaxing and prodding, parent Maria Romero gets her young children on the bus and is served a plate.
Come on, sweetheart.
These on the bus is great because we can take the kids like to the park or the library. We finish and the food is right there, so we don't have to worry to go and cook. This is really, really helpful.
The bus serves a little over 50 students at the EOAC Charter School in North Waco. EOAC Principal Sabrina Gray says most of the students at her school come from low-income backgrounds.
When parents don't have money and when they're stressed out and it's hot and their kids are hungry, so if this would be one way to alleviate a strain on a family, I think that's something we need to look at.
It's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
But at New Light Baptist Church and Zion Hill Baptist Church, participation is low, even non-existent.
Free meal for the kids, that's all I've been saying. Free okay. meal for the kids.
Kelsey Miller with the Texas Hunger Initiative says 89% of Waco ISD students are on free or reduced lunches. And she says when school's out, hunger spikes in the area.
And summer is a really crucial time for hunger, particularly for children. So we know that children who throughout the year have access to federally funded meals through the school, so often almost always lunch and oftentimes breakfast as well, obviously no longer have access to that.
27.1% of children in McLennan County are food insecure, according to the Texas Hunger Initiative. That's slightly better than Texas's rate of 27.4%, but the state ranks ninth worst in the nation for child food insecurity. 2.4 million Texas children qualify for free or reduced lunches, but statewide last year, only 11% of those students participated in summer food programs. Miller says that number doesn't reflect average daily participation, rising by 7.1% in McLennan County from 2012 to 2013. By addressing the two biggest barriers on the local level, transportation and access, participation could rise even more.
Definitely transportation becomes one of the number one barriers. And then access more broadly, we look at that as whether or not there are safe locations where children can, you know, cross streets, or if they're worried about violence, or if they're just worried about busy parents not being able to take them to a site which may be too far away.
Sanders with Meals on the Bus says they're trying to boost the number of students who use summer feeding programs in Waco.
80% of the kids who we know need meals in the summer aren't getting it, and that's what this program's all about.
Sanders says so far participation has fluctuated, and sites where turnout is low might change throughout the summer. They're trying to figure out more ways to get the word out about the program. She says funding left over from the grant could go into playing music from speakers on the bus. She also wants to start putting banners out in front of sites.
We're trying to track things and see why, and maybe do something different as far as outreach, but still, we're still in the beginning stages of trying to feel our way through this and make adjustments.
Sanders says she hopes the Meals on the Bus program will feed just as many kids as are fed at on-site programs. She says it's not only about making sure they're getting the food, but also the nutrition they need during the summer. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.